What is up, and welcome into the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, joined as always with my two co-hosts, John Kegley and David Drogemeyer, three writers from San Diego Sports Domination, San Diego's top sports blog, who have been covering the Chargers for four seasons now, doing our Facebook live show, Chargers Domination Live. And this is our second season with the Locked On Chargers podcast, bringing you your team every day. All right, guys, we have a lot to talk about. OTAs are starting today, so we definitely want to get into that and talk about what we're looking forward to seeing there. But first, we're going to start with Trayvon Johnson, who some of you might have been followed by in the past few weeks. He was doing something to raise awareness for Mother's Day and paying the bills of two mothers who might be in need. So that was really cool. Then we also got an unexpected story with him and his family. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And then we're going to wrap the show up today by talking about the Chargers being ranked the most complete team in the NFL by NFL.com's Adam Schein. Talk about who else was on the list and if we agree with that to wrap things up at the end of the show. But first, before we get into everything, we have a message from our sponsor, and that's Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com, be there. Do that, get rewarded. All right, guys, well, let's go ahead and talk about this Trayvon Johnson thing first. A lot of Charger fans might wonder who that even is. Honestly, he's not a very well-known guy. He's bounced around to a few different teams before ending up with the Chargers in 2018, but he kind of came to the light of everyone's attention when he started doing an awareness thing for Mother's Day, trying to raise money and bring attention to mothers and how underappreciated that they are by picking two moms and paying off bills that they might need desperately paid. So it was definitely a cool act, David, to start. Anytime that you're going to be, you know, trying to help out mothers and moms everywhere, I think we can all get behind something like that.
Yeah, no, I think it's obviously a great thing to kind of introduce himself and kind of the things that he believes in, you know, to the Charger fans and the Charger family. You know, obviously, you know, whenever you talk about mothers, you know, they don't get enough recognition for all of the amazing things that they do. So, you know, bringing some kind of attention or a spotlight on them and doing some great charity work to, you know, pay the bills of a couple of mothers that he picked out was obviously, you know, I think a good idea. But unfortunately, it was followed with some personal issues that probably took a little bit of that spotlight away.
Yeah, and it's weird too because it's something that happened in March, but it just recently came to light, John, and it's just a weird situation because obviously we all had, you know, hey, cool, look at what this guy is doing for moms on Mother's Day. How can anyone not be behind that? And just to be clear, hey, this really has nothing to do with Trayvon Johnson doing anything wrong. But basically, TMZ reported that him and his sister got into it in his home in Texas, saying that he wouldn't let his sister do laundry. And then the police had to be called after his sister, Trayvon Johnson's sister, choked him. And it ended up in a domestic abuse case in Texas, which is just like, where the hell did that come from? But John, what you're the one that sent us this article. What were your first impressions when you saw that happen?
I saw that article. I was like, there's no way this is real. This has to be a fake article. I open it up and it's a TMZ article. I'm like, okay, maybe there is some truth to this thing. And I'm reading it. I'm like, okay, he was not letting her do the laundry. She gets mad about not being able to do the laundry and starts to choke him. I'm like, really? That's what happened? Basically, he just threw her off of her, got the police there and handled it the right way. And he's not going to be facing criminal charges. So we get to keep our fourth, third string linebacker, whatever position he gets to be this year, and not have to face criminal charges about it.
Well, and the one thing we don't want to do is, you know, really make light of domestic abuse situations. But in this case where it's a brother and sister, I mean, me being a sibling myself, I've definitely got into fights over lesser things than laundry. So I understand that part of it. But I mean, it's definitely a serious situation, though. His sister basically attacked him and, you know, had to get arrested and post bond later on. So I don't know what their standing is now, but family Thanksgiving just got a little bit more awkward for the Johnson family. That's for sure. And
Oklahoma definitely just, drills to cut the turkey.
Yeah, I definitely some sibling rivalry there and some bad blood. But Trayvon Johnson, though, I'm glad that out of this headline, it really wasn't anything that he did wrong. So he seems to be keeping his life in order for the most part. But I think it's just also a lesson to any guys out there, younger guys that Chargers just got. Hey, even when it's not about you, stuff like this can end up in the headlines, and you really don't want to be attached to it, especially when you're trying to do good things, and then you have a TMZ article come out about you and your family. So definitely a clue to the young guys to kind of keep a low profile and just understand that everything that you do is put under the microscope or can go viral, and your name is everywhere and not necessarily in a good way. So definitely happy that Trayvon Johnson is good. Definitely happy that he's not in jail or facing any sort of criminal charges or anything. And let's just hope that Trayvon Johnson can learn from this and kind of keep everything going in the right direction. So for a guy who came out of Weber State undrafted, can get a shot to latch on without his name being attached to any negative publicity, David.
Yeah, and also you got to know the organization that you're working for. The Chargers absolutely have a zero tolerance policy for any outside issues affecting what they are going to do on the field, especially when he's in a position to where he's probably just fighting to try to make the roster. He doesn't need anything, any outside interferences affecting his opportunity to try to latch on with the Bolts this season.
I think his job is definitely on the line, and he's one of those guys that's on the fringe of making this roster just because, hey, the Chargers added a lot of linebackers in the offseason, either through the draft or in free agency. You saw Drew Tranquil and Emeka Egbuli getting drafted to the Chargers, and you also brought in Thomas Davis. So the competition is definitely deep at that position. But I do want to shout out Trey Johnson for doing a good thing for moms out there. We all love our moms, so we're absolutely happy to see those two moms get their bills paid. I mean, everyone could use a bill paid here and there. So I definitely don't want to take away from the good things that Trayvon Johnson did. But speaking of the linebacker position, we have other position groups that could be battling it out starting in OTAs before training camp begins. And I do want to get into that and talk about what we're looking forward to going into OTAs and see what kind of performance this team is going to put on the field with its new and old players. But speaking about performance, it's time to step your performance up in the bedroom, and our friends at BlueChew.com can help you out. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue, brings you the first chewable tablet with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. The best part is there's no more awkwardness. There's no in-person doctor's visits. There's no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And when it gets shipped directly to your house, it's in a discreet package, so nobody knows what's going on. No one wants to talk about this, but hey, you don't have to with BlueChew.com. Made in the USA and shipped directly to your house, so it's cheaper than the pharmacy. Right now, our listeners can get their first shipment of BlueChew for free when they use our special promo code Locked On. They just have to pay $5 in shipping and they can get their first order for free with Blue Chew. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Locked On. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster option, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. And we also want to give a shout out to Untuck It. Everyone has seen their dads with their shirts tucked in, looking really weird, and we all want to get our dads away from that. And Father's Day is coming up, and we can help you with Untuck It. It can be hard for guys to pull off a casual, untucked look that isn't sloppy, and that's where Untuck It comes in. Untuck It is the solution that fits just right. Their shirts are specifically designed to look great untucked and feel comfortable at work on the weekend. No tucking or tailoring required. Go to untuckit.com and use the promo code Locked On to get 20% off today. All right, guys, now it's time to get into the next segment, talking about the Chargers OTA starting. This is voluntary, so not everyone on the team is involved. So far, we know that both Melvins, Melvin Ingram and Melvin Gordon, are not there currently, which is fine. Everyone has their own offseason program, and we're not necessarily worried about that in any way. But the start of OTAs does bring about the questions of the season. This is the start of all the position battles. This is where we get our first looks at rookies. And we also get to see some of the guys that are coming back from injuries that we haven't seen in a long time. So let's start it off with just the position battles that could be starting here. The ones that I really look at right now is the biggest ones. For me, it comes down to offensive line. Where does Forrest Lamp come in? What positions are they going to try him at? Is it going to be guard? Is it going to be tackle? I also want to look at the cornerback group because it's not talked about a lot, but whoever wins that opposite cornerback spot of Casey Hayward is going to have to play well because there are two guys right now that are both vying for that position. And the last one that I have is going to be the wide receiver group and who's going to win the battle for that third spot. So let's start, David, with the offensive line. It's what we've talked about the most going into the season. And we did get reports out of OTAs today on Monday that Forrest Lamp was getting reps as the second team left guard behind Dan Feeney. I think he's and Forrest Lamp is the only obvious guy that could be a good starter and a good upgrade for this team. What are you looking at as far as the offensive line position battle and how that's going to play out?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think talking about Forrest Lamp, they said they were going to try him at both guard spots and then try to see what he can do out at tackle. So, you know, for me, I think the biggest issue last year on the offensive line was the right tackle spot. I mean, obviously, we know Dan Feeney struggled a lot at left guard as well, but I think no matter where you put Forrest Lamp on the offensive line, if he's healthy, he's going to be a difference maker. I think he's going – obviously, we have to see him on the field and see how he's going to perform. But this right now, this is his opportunity. And I think this is going to be, you know, kind of the judgment for Forrest Lamp. I mean, this is going to be his first healthy camp. This is going to be his first real opportunity to go take a starting job and make it his own going into the season. Obviously, looking at this roster, the offensive line, I feel like has the biggest question marks and the biggest issues. Maybe Forrest Lamp can come in and answer one of those questions.
Well, and I think really the whispers and the rumors around this situation is that, hey, the starting offensive line for last year is going to get the chance to have the starting job at the beginning of training camp and OTAs. But I really think that this Chargers team, front office and coaching staff wants him to be a starter. I think Mike Pouncey already talked about it a little bit, saying with how good this guy looked just showing up for these offseason activities and how strong he is and how ready he is for this opportunity. And he hopes that he gets a chance. And I know all Chargers fans hope that he gets a chance. And I think this is the year. It's a very make or break year for him. John, is the offensive line the position group that you're most looking forward to? Or is there a different position battle that you think is most interesting?
Well, I would say the offensive line is probably the most important one, but the most interesting one to me has got to be the wide receivers. With Tyrell Williams gone and the questions around Dylan Cantrell, I got to wonder who's going to be stepping up. Right now we know Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are obviously the one and two, and then Travis Benjamin's probably going to come in. And then it's going to be, is Artavius Scott going to be the guy? Is it going to be Jeremy Davis, who's been on the team for a while? Is Dylan Cantrell going to get his time to shine? Is it going to be a guy that's an undrafted free agent this year that makes the team? Who's going to be our fourth wide receiver this year?
I think that is too. I mean, I really think it's the third wide receiver spot because if you look at last year and the snaps that were spread out amongst the wide receivers, three guys are going to get used a ton. It was Mike Williams, it was Tyrell Williams, and it was Keenan Allen. Those were the guys that got, you know, 90% of the snaps at wide receiver last season. So I think that third spot is up for grabs, or at least the third guy that's going to be getting meaningful snaps. You're right. Is it going to be Travis Benjamin that and they just decide they're going to use him a lot more this year as opposed to last year? Or is Artavis Scott or Dylan Cantrell going to step into that third wide receiver role and get a ton of snaps? So I think that's absolutely a huge question going forward and a spot on the team where you can absolutely see an opening that someone could come in and get some meaningful playing time this year. And we might just see a rotation, but I'm very interested to see what happens with this cornerback group. A lot of people think that it needs to be addressed and that there's not enough depth there. I understand the criticisms, but at the same time, I think you have two guys in Trevor Williams and Michael Davis that are both starting caliber corners. in the NFL, and now they're going to have to battle it out for it with Trevor Williams coming back healthy. But talking about guys that are coming back healthy, let's talk about the guys that we're most excited to see back on the field. There was a lot of guys that got injured last season, not as much as normal. We're used to it even more in bigger name guys, but there are absolutely a lot of guys that we could have used at many points last season, you know, when we were using seven defensive backs. So, John, I'll ask you, who is the guy that you're most excited to see come back fully healthy and get back on the field?
Well, the guy I'm excited to see is a guy that played a lot last year but doesn't really have a full season under his belt, and that'd be Joey Bosa. I want to see what he is like at the beginning of the year, week one through week four for once. I got to see what he is like to start the year and how his final stats will be to end the year. That is what I'm excited to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, who's not excited about that? Joey Bosa never really seemed to get fully right last season. He did come back, but he just never really was that same dominant player that we saw when he was fully healthy. So I'm excited as hell to see him. I'm going to go with a little lesser known guy. I think Kazir White's one of the most interesting names in this actual position because he's a guy that got a lot of snaps really early on as a rookie, then ended up getting injured, wasn't supposed to be super serious, ended up having to shut him down for the whole season. I think that linebacking group is something I definitely want to keep an eye on. There's a lot of players there that are going to be lobbying for playing time, and Kazir White is one of the most interesting in my mind, especially when you bring in two rookies with Emeka Egbuhiye and Drew Tranquil, who might play the other two positions, but there's going to be a lot of fighting it out in that position group, and I'm excited to see if he can come back and get that starting spot back. David, what position player are you excited to see back and healthy again?
Well, I guess this leaves me with the obvious one, because I mean, honestly, I thought John was going to go Kazir White, so you guys threw me a little curveball there. But, yeah, I'll go with the big obvious one. That's Hunter Henry. Obviously, I think there were times last year where he was sorely missed, you know, opportunities in the middle of the field that his expertise, his precise route running, his great hands, toughness, his ability to make big chunk plays were definitely sorely missed last year. And I cannot wait to see him come back fully healthy, hungrier than ever, and just show everyone in the league why he is considered to be one of the better young tight ends in the NFL.
And I saw somewhere on the Pro Football Focus Twitter, I think it was, they had a grading system of all-time like quarterback to receiver duos being ranked with this with a number. And Phillip Rivers to Hunter Henry ranked above Peyton Manning to Austin Colley overall all-time for number one spot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
At least it's not Griff Whalen. But I do want to talk about some rookies as well. We don't have as much time to talk about on this show, but there are a bunch of rookies coming in after rookie minicamps that get to get their first action with the actual team and with the veteran. So there's a lot of guys I'm excited about. We'll leave a little tease going to the next show because we're going to continue to talk about OTAs all week, and we'll get into rookies more in the next show. But basically, the one big quote that you want to see out of OTAs was Anthony Lynn talking about Nazir Adderley and saying that second-round pick Nazir Adderley made some plays today, but that he needs to learn to dial it back to protect his teammates. Gus Bradley joked that Lynn came after him after that play. So Nazir Adderley already making impressions. I think he probably would have been at least one of our picks for the guys we're most excited to see going after that starting free safety role. But, John, that's pretty cool to see that, you know, he's day one going full speed. And Gus Bradley joked that, hey, you'd rather have a guy that you have to dial it back for and not have to tell him to turn it on.
And to that, I say, amen, my brother. You have guys that come in all slow. I remember listening to Junior Seau's stories about, or LT's story about Junior Seau when LT got blasted by Seau because he wasn't going hard in his first practice in the league. And this year, Adley is actually already going hard, already has me with high hopes for him. I cannot wait to see him and Derwin James together. And just in like the preseason, even for like the first week of preseason, to see him for one drive is going to be exciting.
Oh, as soon as we get to see him on the field, that's how we felt last year about Derwin James, even to a more of an extent probably. But it's exciting to get that feeling again. Two potential all-star safeties the Chargers might have this year. You already have one. We just have to hope this guy can come in and be the answer at free safety that we've been looking for a while. But we do have one more segment to get into, and that's talking about who is the most complete team in the NFL. Some of the experts think it's the Chargers. Coming up next, we'll tell you if I agree. But we also want to tell you that today's show is brought to you by Grip 6, where their goal is literally to make the best belt that's ever been made. The GOAT of belts. Grip 6 is an easy, thoughtful gift for dads, brothers, husbands, uncles, grandpas, and even moms and wives in the women's collection. Ultra lightweight with no holes, no flap, and it carries a low profile with the buckle laying flat against the waist, making the belt super comfortable. Grip 6 is the only belt with no holes, no flap, and no bull. Grip 6 has a special offer for our listeners right now. Go check them out at grip6.com/lock, LOCKE, grip6.com/lock. All right, guys, time to get into the final segment. And the Chargers have been in the news a little bit lately because the NFL.com ranked their most complete teams. There's a lot of teams mad. I saw the Eagles were mad that they didn't show up on this list. But the Chargers did, and the Chargers showed up at number one on NFL.com's most complete teams. They're followed by the Rams and the Browns at 2 and 3. But the reasoning the NFL.com gave for this is basically that saying that the defense has a chance to be the best defense in the league and covered up two of their biggest holes in the draft with Nasir Adderley coming in to help at free safety and Jerry Tillery to help on the interior, as well as adding Thomas Davis in free agency, who really gives some credibility to that linebacking core that has been oft injured and hasn't been able to come through for the Chargers, especially when it matters. And that's only half of it, NFL.com says, because on offense, the Chargers have some of the best offensive weapons in the NFL. And basically saying that Phillip Rivers has played with worse offensive lines than the ones he's going to have this year. So, guys, I see what they're saying. David, I'll start with you. Do you think that the Chargers have the most complete roster in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a tough question, honestly. I mean, you look at it, if you just go position group by position group, I think the majority of those position groups are definitely elite. I mean, you look at the running back room, very strong. Look at wide receivers, you got two really good ones. You look at the secondary, playmakers up and down. You got a couple of great pass rushers. You got some talent on the defensive line. But obviously that big issue that was highlighted in the article was the offensive line. So for that reason alone, I just cannot say that the Chargers have the best roster in the NFL or the most complete roster in the NFL. I think the number two team, the Rams, probably have the most complete roster in the NFL just because their offensive line was phenomenal last year. Now, hey, if a couple of people come in and make, you know, some needed changes and upgrades along the offensive line, then yeah, I can buy it. But until then, I can't go with number one.
It's really a hard question to tackle, honestly, just because you have to look at and compare against the rest of the league and what they have. And when you're talking about complete teams, you're looking about lack of holes, and the Chargers have one big hole at offensive line. But at the same time, hey, they have game-changing players at every level of the game. You have a great safety, Derwin James, your cornerbacks. You have two All-Pros in Casey Hayward and Desmond King, two of the top edge rushers in the league, a new and improved linebacking core, and finally some help on the interior of the defensive line. That is a very complete defensive roster. I think the roster on the defensive side is about as complete as it gets going up, you know, with teams like the Vikings and the Bears. They are right there with them. Offensively, it's hard to look at it, David, like you said, with such a hole at offensive line and just so much uncertainty to say right now that this is the most complete team. But at the same time, hey, if this offensive line can play at an average level, this might be the most complete team in the league. Last year, you had big questions on the interior of the defensive tackle position. You had no tight ends, basically, with the loss of Hunter Henry early. So that's now a position that you have needed as long as Hunter Henry stays healthy. And you look at other teams like the Rams and the Browns, those are two pretty complete teams. The Rams had a lot of problems on defense last year. They lost LaMarcus Joyner. They don't have Ndamukong Suh back yet. I think those are two question marks. Todd Gurley is a huge question mark with the way he ended last season. John, what do you think about this list of the most complete teams in the NFL and how the Chargers stack up?
I mean, I'm going to surprise you, but I'd have to say even with that offensive line, we have the most complete team because we haven't really lost much. We lost Tyrell Williams and Darius Filon, but other than that, we've gained more than we've lost. These other teams, I can't really say that, or except for the Browns and the Colts. The Browns and the Colts have gained a lot, but they're still missing a lot of pieces that they need to become that number one complete team. The Chargers, even with the offensive line we have guys that are there that could probably take over. It's up to whether or not Anthony Lynn will actually switch up the offensive line. Last year, we had the obvious holes in the offensive line that Lynn would not switch up, would not change around because he didn't want to break any chemistry. Well, it's a whole new year. It's time for you to put what needs to go in that offensive line. And if he does that, you're going to see a complete team offensively and defensively, and they're both probably going to rank within the top five easily.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's just the one thing about this list. When you go down the list and look at the top five, the Colts, the Chiefs, the Browns, and the Rams, the one thing that all those teams have that you don't have is a proven offensive line. So I think that really says even more about the talent on the Chargers roster, the fact that they're able to do this with a so-so offensive line and to be on this list when you have that obvious of a deficiency. So I think that says a lot about the Chargers. And I mean, it could well be. I mean, the talent is there and the talent has never been the problem. And John, I think you can really speak to this the most by saying, hey, just because you're saying right now the Chargers might have the most complete roster in the NFL doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to translate to being the best team in the NFL.
Well, without a doubt. I remember, I think it was 2011 or 2012, I think it was, when the Eagles signed all these big-name guys, and Vince Young, who got signed to be the backup quarterback, comes on and goes, hey, we're the dream team, and then they start out like 0-4, and they had a horrible year. The Chargers could have that same thing. You could be an injury away from this whole roster just tanking again. You could have what happened to Hunter Henry happen to somebody big, and now this whole complete roster has a totally different look on it. You don't know what's going to happen. You got to have the talent work hard, and you got the guys stay healthy, or else that complete roster is going to be a complete mess.
Well, this is me knocking on wood right now because, I mean, God forbid any player to get injured, but when you look at the offensive line specifically, if Russell Okung was to go down, a guy who, I mean, has been well noted throughout his career as not being able to stay fully healthy for a full season, even though he's changed that narrative a little bit with the Chargers. What do you have after that? I mean, you have Sam Tevy playing right tackle and then a bunch of question marks after that, with Sam Tevy being, you know, one of those question marks as well. So if you were to lose someone like, you know, Russell Okung, God forbid, it would be a scary sight to see what the Chargers would have to try to do to overcome that.
It's funny that you asked that, Daniel, because we just drafted a third round tackle who's supposed to be the new left tackle.
Yeah, but they also, I mean, what did they say? I mean, they basically said themselves that they don't see him playing this year. So I don't think it gives you much of a consolation there.
If Okung goes down, that's who your next guy is.
I don't want to think about it. I regret bringing it up right
Please
now.
Please, no.
But I think this is not a crazy article. I mean, we're not going to fight them on the Chargers potentially being the most complete team in the NFL. The other teams have question marks, whether it's youth or just bringing guys in free agency and seeing if the chemistry will still fit with teams like the Browns. So I think that there's a lot to be seen, but hey, the Rams actually did a pretty good job bringing in a bunch of guys last year that led them to a Super Bowl appearance. So it also can be done, but that is going to wrap things up for today's show. We do want to send a special shout out to all of our sponsors, BlueChewHotels.com, Untuck It, and Grip Six, for sponsoring this podcast and joining up with the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one daily sports podcast network in the entire world. So thank you to all of our sponsors, and thank you guys for listening. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On LAC and to like the Facebook page Locked On Chargers so you can see everything we have going on there. And if you don't already, subscribe to us on Himalaya, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts from, so you can get the shows out before the rest of before everyone else gets them on the rest of social media. We will continue to be talking about the OTAs, for the rest of the week and to tell us who you think, what you're most excited about in the offseason training activities. Make sure to call the Locked On Chargers voicemail line at 323-524-7924. Your voice will get on the show if you leave a voicemail. So what are you waiting for? Call the Locked On Chargers voicemail now. But we will talk to you guys later on in the week. Take it easy and go Bolts.